Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, well, it's been a good week learning that you're coming over to the UK.
Yes, and actually something I want to talk about later on the show that could have an impact on whether or not I am allowed to enter the UK because I've decided there is one law that I don't think we have to follow. But anyway, I'm going to talk to you.
I don't reckon you get to decide which laws we follow, which ones we don't.
Well, I've already started doing this thing, so anyway.
Yeah, just don't get caught.
I hope the officer agrees with you in your stance that you've taken about it.
Because if you're speaking to the officer, you've done it wrong.
Yeah.
Actually, that is true.
True.
But we do have a big show coming up. But you coming to visit has inspired my booty drop.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy bad.
We're gonna whack.
Big Moss booty drop.
So, unlike me, I'm assuming you'll be flying first class when you come visit.
There's no chance, mate. And also, you just said you're in economy, and then we saw a photo of your whole family in economy.
Oh, my God. I was in economy. No, you weren't. I don't know why I wasn't in that picture that Chris took.
Why? Do you know what?
But I was sitting on the other side of the aisle. I was in economy with my whole family.
Because what I'm going to do is take a leaf out of your book, and I am flying economy, but I'm going to say I'm Carrie Bickmore's friend, much like you said at Ed Sheeran's restaurant during the week, and hope that they upgrade me. The beautiful
didn't get
folks.
Me an upgrade, so I don't think it'll get you an upgrade. Dropped my own name and it didn't work.
I don't think you can upgrade further than first, can you?
I wasn't in first. Anyway, my booty drop for today is First Class by Jack Harlow.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because earlier in the week we did what got evacuated and why? Because of the Liberal media bust that follows the campaign around. One of the journos decided to do an innocent little bog in the back. Apparently it was worse than tear gas and the whole bus had to be evacuated and they had to wait while it aired out. And then
it turns out people are evacuating things all over the place. Like sometimes you can't help, like your body is spontaneous. You know what I mean? You lose control. I lose control often.
Do you?
It's worse post-baby as well. Yes, I do. You know, and I don't know why producer Sonda's laughing there in the background. She's the biggest evacuator of all time.
Oh, do you mean Australia's most notorious poo jogger? Sorry.
Yes.
Actually, in the rankings of poo jogging, you have been on TV talking about it, but I reckon you're probably third. I reckon there's that.
God, Radcliffe? Still makes me laugh a lot.
There's that. The job.
The guy.
The guy that waved to the camera. Yes. And then lost his job in Queensland. And the Sydney one that pooed on the. The Roxy Jacenko one. Yes. What's
sweaty Betty? Her place. That's right.
Sweaty
so
Betty.
Can I just go also back dumpy. To. Because I never really thought through this at the time. So, Son.
Yes.
So, obviously, you do have an issue where when you run, you poo yourself and you can't help that.
It's a jet
so
propulsion.
So, when the project called you and said, we're doing, what did they say? We're doing a segment on poo joggers?
Well, it was Pippa who now works with us and she said we're doing a segment on poo joggers and I thought
and we need
you.
The face of the segment, yeah.
And
would you want to be on TV talking about it? And did you need a lot of convincing?
No convincing and I thought it, I don't know, for some reason I thought it was going to be funny and I thought I was, I don't know, I was on maternity leave. I did my hair and put my baby in care so I could go do a story about myself.
On behalf of your people.
I remember you telling me you thought it was going to be really funny but then they put this real earnest music under it and there was no laughing and it was you just staring down the barrel of a camera.
They cut my jokes.
It's a serious issue, Son. It's a serious issue. Just like pooing on a Liberal Party political bus.
Yes.
Ash. When have you been on something that had to be evacuated?
About 10 years ago, before any of
these things that are happening at the moment are things. I had a big night in Rome, had a flight from Rome to Bangkok and Bangkok to Melbourne. Yeah. And when they got back to Melbourne, they evacuated everybody off the plane because they thought I had swine flu.
Oh, wow.
Did they... Oh, because you were like sweaty and you were like feverish.
I was severely hungover, more than I've ever been in my whole life. And yeah, they took everyone off the plane. They fast-tracked me through customs and they suggested I go to hospital.
Oh, they only suggested it?
Yeah, suggested.
What a great little...
They put me in a wheelchair and everything all the way through. I was like, guys, I can walk. I'm just...
So what? Hold on. Was there testing at the time when they evacuated everybody? Didn't everybody just get off the plane when it landed? What do you mean they evacuated it?
So they were like, everybody fast track to the exits now. Like, leave your bags on the plane at that stage. Then they got everybody off. They removed my baggage, fast tracked me through to customs, and had everyone come back onto the plane to get their baggage.
Ash, that is such a great little travel hack. If you're listening and you're going overseas and you think, oh, customs is going to take forever and my feet are tired, just pretend you've got swine flu. They'll give you a wheelchair out of there and you skip customs. Good on you, Ash.
I reckon post-pandemic it's not so fun, you know?
Nah, it's not so fun for everyone else.
Yes, that's what I mean. If I was sitting next to, at the moment, someone on a plane that was sweating and looked like a mess, I would ask to be moved.
Would you?
Yes. I don't want my.
Is this just like
ruined?
How when you were with your family in economy, you got asked to be moved up to business?
I didn't.
How come you're not in any of the
flew
photos?
Flew them all the way, Luke. Luca, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Was it you that evacuated something?
Yeah, so it's very identical to the journo story. I'm not one of the journos. I want to put it out there, but I evacuated a bus. So we're on a work trip from Canberra to Sydney. And we stopped off at Macca's halfway to Sydney and we all got our food and I'm lactose intolerant and for some reason I got a frappe. sat back down. 5 minutes later, I'm in Dunny. I clogged it, sat back down in my seat, pretended nothing happened. We did our conference, got back to the bus. The poor bus driver lined us up and he said, who used the toilet?
Oh.
He said, I had to make a makeshift plunger and scoop out the toilet. We all got back on the bus. I was obviously very embarrassed. And then the water was still on the bus floor and it stank the whole way back to Canberra.
My God. So, Luca, I've got questions about the frappe. So, did you know frappes usually got you a good one and you thought, we'll see if I can sneak this one through? Or did you not get that frappes had milk in them?
Maybe I planned it to get back at my coworkers, but...
That is a man that's really...
I wasn't thinking and I just smashed it and then, definitely you paid the price.
Luca, you know you said you may have planned it. That is so terrifying. It reminds me of when Chopper Reed went to prison and to send a message to the other prisoners, he cut off his own ears to let them know, hey, this is what I'm willing to do to myself. And so you can't do anything to me. And you've just done a corporate version of that.
Yes. Pretty much, yeah.
The frappe caused you to crap, eh?
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because recently I came across, hang on, how do I say this without getting someone in trouble? Recently, one of my friends admitted to me that he'd stolen something, right?
Oh.
Now, it was to the value...
In the past or now?
No, now. It was to the value of about $60. And the company it was from...
That's a lot.
The company it was from is a big company that doesn't pay their taxes in this country. And so I was absolutely fine with it. And I said...
Hold on. Purposefully, on purpose stole it?
Yeah.
Purposefully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on. Like, accidentally forgot to pay for it?
No.
Or went, I'm going to steal it?
Yeah, I'm stealing this. These pricks have got enough money. I think that's fine.
Okay.
What do you think?
It's not. We can't just steal things.
So, who's it okay to steal from?
Nobody.
What?
Just because they do the wrong thing doesn't mean you have to be doing the wrong thing.
So, if you get your stuff stolen off you and the police can't solve it, and you see it in someone's house and you know it's your stuff, you're not allowed to steal
it
back?
Payback.
That's what not paying taxes is, though, right?
No, because it was your stuff.
Yeah.
That you were stealing back.
Yeah.
So you weren't stealing,
when
it,
we,
you were just getting
when
back
we
your
buy
stuff.
Stuff from a multinational corporation that doesn't pay taxes here, that was our money, and then they're not pumping it back into our
different.
Economy.
If someone steals my iPhone walking along the street and then I find the owner and I the guy that's got it and I get my iPhone back, that's not stealing, that's getting back my property. Walking into a store that you don't like how they do business, as shitty as the business is that they're doing, and then stealing a product is just actually just stealing.
So what if you go to the cops and you say, that guy's got my iPhone, and they say, well, you can't prove that, so that's his iPhone, and then you go steal it?
I think it's still okay as long as it is your iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I'm all for stealing. For
so, because can
not,
I just...
You would not steal from a store.
I've...
oh, no.
No, have you? I've when? Stopped people... I've stopped people who have been...
You've stopped people who've been going to pay at the checkout.
No, I've stopped security from arresting shoplifters before when I don't agree with the company.
What have you become? Some, what's that word?
A vigilante.
Yeah, vigilante. Why can't I think of words? So I was about to call you an evangelist.
Yeah, you can steal
preach,
from
brother, preach.
I reckon there's a lot of churches out there you can steal from, I reckon.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation. Again, you shouldn't be stealing from churches, but how they, yeah,
there's a lot
how
of them
much
don't
money
pay
they
taxes,
have and what
there's
they do with
that,
it. Yes, no,
they
I understand.
Cover up a lot of crime.
I understand. Jesse,
if I caught some, if someone got caught stealing from a church, I'd stop the security guard.
If you saw someone, you know, the bowl that goes around and people put the money in.
Yeah.
If you saw someone taking the money out rather than putting the money in, how what would you do?
I'm actually torn because I know a lot of religions do a lot of great work, and we have a lot of hospitals in this country that wouldn't be built without religion. So I'm genuinely torn on that one.
What if they were just taking their change?
Imagine that, and you tackle them. Jeez, you put Gladys's hip out. She was stealing. She was stealing two from a 20, Jesse.
Two questions.
Parking.
What was Jesse's question, and what's Sonda's open door question?
Oh, Sonda doesn't reckon you can steal from anyone ever.
Never.
But I wanted to ask, if you watch the movie Robin Hood, do you think Robin Hood is the bad guy?
Great. That's a great question.
I don't know. I have not watched it.
Oh.
He robs from Peter to pay Paul or something.
Jeez, I really thought we had her there.
Yeah.
I thought we were about to nail
Here's
the witness.
Here's my premise that you've never heard of.
I'm going to plead
what's
the
Sonda's open
amendment.
Door?
I haven't seen it.
So the guys tried to trap me before into admitting I would steal, which I would never do because it's wrong and they don't understand an internal moral compass. But if you walk past somewhere and the doors are open of a building and it's a
place... Well, we were
saying place,
it's the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, it's... Okay, it's, I didn't want to say that, but yes, it's the Church of Scientology. There's heaps of, there's no one around and there's heaps of money sitting there. Do you steal from them?
No.
Of course not. I don't know why these guys don't...
Yeah, but Carrie's a Scientologist.
Carrie and Tommy. You drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy. Little thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The half-price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Yep, you can go a shop in store, or if you can't be bothered, you can shop online for home delivery.
Yes.
Click and collect. So many options. You can get all of your stuff you need for the year half price at once.
You know what's amazing? When it's half price at Chemist Warehouse, the prices are already the cheapest, and then it's half of that. Should be
amazing.
Illegal, because it should be illegal.
But coming up, there's something that I've been doing at the gym that I'm going to that I'm now wondering if it's totally inappropriate.
Oh.
And we're going to discuss it very soon.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, do you believe in the occult?
Your cult.
Hang on, Jesse. That's not cult music. It's a bit jiggy for cult music.
It's been a while since I've been to a cult, but what about...
No, that's ghosts.
No, that's not bad. If I walked into a room and said,
cult...
welcome to the cult.
Your cult?
Yes.
The drink or
yes,
cult?
The little orange drink that is good to promote gut health and was around well before kombucha was around.
I buy it for my kids, yes.
I saw a van delivering your cult the other day, and the van was little.
Oh. It was cute.
It was so
That's cute.
Yeah,
I remember when Petit Yums got delivered, and they were in a little van too. Mm. Oh, it's French for...
Yum. Yum. Is it yum? Yum.
Yes, yum. I buy them often because I think my kids should have them.
No,
and
no,
they
sorry.
Sit in the fridge.
You don't. I thought you were making a joke about your cult. No, the occult. Okay.
A cult.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said, how do you feel about your cult?
Why did you think we were playing spooky music under a digestive drink?
It was a play on words. How do I feel about cults?
It's spooky for you.
Glad I'm not in one.
You're glad you're not in one? Are you ever interested in what they get up to?
Well, I mean, there was a period in my life when my family did some strange things, and I wonder whether if I actually looked into what cults do, there was some overlapping. I mean, sitting in a circle and singing Kumbaya.
Yeah, holding hands. And there was like a drum in that too, wasn't there? I've heard audio.
Yeah, there's often musical instruments involved.
Yes. Was that just when they slap the belly of the fattest member of the cult? It makes a sound like a drum.
Do you want to join one?
I just want to take you over to Thailand. Jesse, some Thai music, please. If it sounds similar to cult music, you're in trouble, mate. What have you got? Okay, he's going to go to work. We'll come back to that in a couple of minutes because over in Thailand, right, they say that it's predominantly a Buddhist country, but many people hold beliefs outside of that religion, such, thank you, of the worship of local spirits and fear of ghosts. Back to cult. Thank you. And there's been this guy, right, and he lives in the jungle. And you know what he does to cure people? He's a cult leader. That's their words, not
Makes
mine.
Makes them drink your cult.
That's good. That's good. Wait till it gets there and he goes, oh, no, my nemesis. She's, how's my nemesis so tiny? Hey, I'm like you. Your cult? They drive me around in a tiny van. Do you know how he cures stuff, Pickers?
How?
He uses his urine and his phlegm, and he gives it to people.
Disgusting! And what do they have to do with it? Drink it?
I don't know. It doesn't go into details here. I mean, is there something you can do with it that's not gross? They're not doing something weird with it, are they? Better be just that above board piss and spit stuff, thanks. Nothing crook here. Anyway. He got arrested.
Yeah, I feel like there's more to this story that you rightly are not telling me.
Okay, I'll just brush over the bit quickly because I find it funny why he got arrested, right?
Okay, why?
So he got arrested. what they found at his home, and let's not dwell on this, let's all remember we don't know him and he hasn't been found guilty yet, but what they found at his home were 11 corpses. Anyway, he was, you know why he got arrested? Guess what?
Oh, my God.
Because he had an illegal gathering and that broke COVID restrictions.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, so we've communally decided we're no longer going to comment on people's bodies, yeah? That's something we've all agreed on now.
Speak for yourself, bubble butt.
Well, it's funny you say that because here's the predicament and here's the question I ask. I think, thank God, we're at a point where we're no longer going to say, oh, my God, you look amazing, you know, what have you been doing to people all the time? Because what do you mean?
I can't tell someone, I can't say,
well,
Jesse looks great.
Okay, this is the question. So the issue with saying to somebody that they look amazing is that who knows what's going on for them and who knows what's been happening for them in their body image issues, and that could mean they've been doing horrible things to themselves to lose weight, or that, anyway, Kim Kardashian went on that diet last week and the world went crazy because everyone was saying, oh, my God, you shouldn't be talking openly about how you tried to drop kilos for the Met Gala, and everyone said, let her do whatever she wants. It's her body. And then everyone started saying, don't comment on her body, and it was an absolute mess.
Soon.
But the point is, guys, just don't comment on anybody's bodies.
So soon when someone says, hey, how do I look? You have to say, I can't see you.
Like a person.
This is the question I have. When... So I've been going to this gym over here, right? And the people amazing. Okay. No, okay. Don't. Yep. I don't care for your judgment. The people.
I was going to say you look great.
See, here's the question. The people look amazing. Mm. And there is this one woman that I run behind and then I do my lunges and my workout behind. And she looks incredible, like absolutely amazing.
I picked
right?
one woman and made sure I lunged behind her the whole time and then behind her the whole time.
How far behind?
I'd be kicked out of the gym.
I just happen to often be behind her.
Sure.
You pick your spot sure. and then she and sure. I must pick similar spots.
Yeah, you pick the same spot anyway, behind her.
No. But the other day I was about to say to her on the way out, we're all a sweaty mess, I was going to say to her, you look so amazing. You just look so amazing. Mm. And I was like, Carrie, you cannot tell some random woman she looks so amazing. So in the end, after 3 days of wanting to tell her she looked amazing and then thinking, don't be a weirdo and it's not your place to comment on her body, I said I liked her activewear and what was the brand. And it said Adidas in big words. Down the side. but here's the question. So, for example, when I get dressed up for something and I make an effort, of course I would like someone to say, you look great, right? Yep. So is it that you shouldn't say to me, you shouldn't say your ass looks great.
We'll just say your activewear looks great.
What do we think is appropriate and not appropriate when talking about some? Do you know what I mean?
I can't start asking women what brand their dress is.
No, you can't. But so does that woman want somebody to tell her you look absolutely smashing at the gym?
Of course.
Or does she not want that?
I think you're getting suckered into thinking the internet's real. No one cares if you say you look great.
But if you're talking about a person's body, I think people do care.
If you say to someone, you look great, I reckon you can ask 1,000 people before one gets offended.
Well, I'm just interested to know whether I should go around the gym telling everyone they look amazing.
I think you definitely
not.
Should. I think you should base it on your real life experiences rather than what's happening in Kim Kardashian's life. And I think
I'm not basing it on Kim Kardashian. I'm just making a point that it's nobody's business what our bodies look like and no one should be commenting.
But I reckon you do it until you're told not to. Like if your intentions are genuinely pure and you're not trying to be a sleazebag to this woman in front of you, then I think you can say that she looks great. You're just a woman telling another woman she looks great. And then if she turns around.
What do other women think? What do you think, Son?
I think that the woman who's working really hard at the gym probably would appreciate it because I think you're saying, even if you said you look fit and that's something she's working on, but your friend with the weight, it's the assumption from society that thinner is better. So the concern is you look amazing is equated to, of course, you look amazing because you're thinner. And I think that's where there's a revolt
against it. I mean, to be fair, I didn't know she'd lost weight when I said she looked amazing. Oh. So that's the point. How do you know what's happening for somebody when you're telling them what they look like? You don't know what's happening.
That's exactly right. Or how about...
Oh, it's a pickle, guys, isn't it?
We didn't solve this one, gang. But anyway, you all look good.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where we are for your Friday afternoon, and there are still heaps more to come, the Sabo guys.
Hey, Bickers, the Sydney Comedy Festival is in full swing, and this time next week I'll be there. Next Friday night, the Enmore Theatre, and then Saturday at the Concourse. Grab your tickets, tommylittle.com.au. But coming up next, Bickers, I've realised that there is something that I do when I'm nude and I'm in the shower, and I thought everybody did it. And I've started asking people whether they do it, and I've been told.
Are you going to ask me?
Yes.
Do we have to have this conversation?
It's not going to be weird.
Have you asked the team?
Okay, hold on. We'll do this next. Yeah, great.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, do you listen to music in the shower?
No.
Never.
What do you mean with a shower radio?
I mean, yeah, you can just put a speaker, yes.
Yeah, I had a shower radio when we were younger, and it was awesome.
We had the same.
When you were younger, how funny.
And you suction cupped it.
When I was like 20.
Ours hung on the shower head.
Did it?
Yeah, but it was real tough to tune.
Yes, well, we tuned it once, and then to, obviously, the Hit Network, which I don't believe it was called that when I was had our shower radio. But anyway, whatever iteration it was of this great station, and we just kept it there.
Because so occasionally I will take a glass of wine into the shower and I'll put my phone on the basin edge with a bit of Fleetwood Mac on and I'll have a shower listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Do you ever
put as much music as I listen to in the shower?
So you
normally
never
I've got kids in there and
you never put your phone into a cup and make it a bit speakery?
Not in the bathroom, no.
Because I take it off.
In fact, you're right. It's quite tricky to hear Fleetwood Mac over the water, but I've got the sound of my dulcet tones, so it's okay.
So really you just bring a backing track for you.
Yes, that's yes. right.
Because I will take a UE boom into the bathroom and crank tunes in a shower. And then Sondra, our executive.
How long are you in there for?
Oh, 7 tracks.
What?
No,
I'm in and out before one track would even finish.
So if I'm on holiday, I have Drake showers where I will take a beer into a shower and I'll listen to a few Drake songs and then I've just had a great time for 15 minutes and I'm out of the shower and great time.
Again, we live such different lives.
No,
but yes.
Because I changed the songs to suit showering as well. So like started from the bottom, now we're here. It's like I'm like started at the bottom, now my ear for like cleaning stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's never given me a blanker stare than just what happened.
But like, so what, using you change the lyrics when the song comes on in the shower just for fun.
You do hot water bling.
So yeah,
that's so good. So good. Because what would you change Fleetwood Mac lyrics to?
I don't need to. I'm not doing that in the shower.
Fun game.
Fine. Change the lyrics.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We need to talk fashion.
Oh, fashion.
Fashion is such a, sometimes.
Yep.
Like, honestly, like, what is going on in the world? Sometimes I look at things that are supposedly fashionable and I'm like, it's just not. And how is that a thing?
Well, I mean, I live in a hipster neighborhood because every day I see someone
with a
pot plant on their head and I don't know if it's high fashion or they've escaped from an institution. Sometimes I offer to give them money and then I notice it's got a Gucci label on the side.
I'm going to show you something that you could buy and wear. Mm. I'd like you to look at it and tell me what you're looking at.
I'm looking at a tradies jacket. It's a high vis.
Tradies jacket.
It's high vis and
what colour?
It's the classic dual colour. So the top half is bright yellow and the bottom half is that blue. And then it's got a silver stripe. It's classic tradie. Someone would be holding a stop sign in the rain wearing this because it's a jacket over the top of their thing.
Only it's not one of their jackets.
Oh, my God!
It looks like one of their jackets, but it's actually Balenciaga. Is that how you say it? Balenciaga? Bell?
Yep, I'm getting thumbs
Bell,
up.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Bell's giving us a thumbs up. Now,
Bell's the only one that would know about Balenciaga in our team.
Aren't Balenciaga, are they the tools that make the very plain shoes, but the shoes cost like a lot of money? Like they look like any...
Oh, the ones with have the socks like built into them.
That's aren't they the ones that Kim Kardashian wore? No, maybe not.
There was ones that I actually thought they looked great, but they just looked like any, you know, those shoes I always wear because they're basically just black, plain, and then a white sole. Yep. And I thought these look awesome. They're great. And then they were like $2,000 because they just said Balenciaga and small down them.
A look at how much that high-vis jacket is selling for.
It's only $5,200.
What? The world is going crazy.
Hang on, have we missed a trick here? Because it is reversible. Have we got? Because the other side could be bloody hot. You never know. Has it got the other side there, Bill? No. Okay.
And they normally retail for $68.
What do you mean, those jackets?
You could buy,
oh my gosh. Yes, oi, let's
look at
let's
the other one.
Off.
It's exactly the same.
This is great. Let's rip them off. But is anyone actually buying them?
Like, let's reckon buy people one of the... do. I went through Harrods with my dad the other day.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Just looked at price tags of things and there was people shopping and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's just a T-shirt. Well, that should not cost $5,000.
$5,000? Jeez. Because here's the sad news. I mean, anything's reversible if you try hard enough,
that's
isn't
true.
It? It's sold out. This Parker.
What?
I know. And guess what the other side is?
No,
plain black.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bick, there's so much to come for the rest of the show, but up next, there's two boys who you may have heard of before. I've had the privilege of interviewing them before, and you will never hear a more incredible story of turning personal tragedy into something that is not both amazing, but is ensuring that no one in the future, hopefully, has to go through again what they've been through. They're remarkable young men, and I'm absolutely stoked that we're chatting to them next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Joining us now two gentlemen who I've had the pleasure of meeting before. We'll give them a round of applause. Please welcome Daniel and Luke Mancuso. Now, if you don't know those names instantly, I think you will probably know them from the story. They're Yaya Next Door. Boys, if people have never heard of that, can you briefly explain how we came to be standing in a radio studio all together today?
I mean, Yaya Next Door to us is a group of people that believe in connection, kindness and community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunately we're brought to this stage through tragedy by losing our mum to domestic violence. And if it wasn't for a very sweet lady next door, we wouldn't be able to go through the grief and you know, all the trauma and sort of find, you know, a new perspective on life and a bit of happiness to continue on.
Mm. And not just have you not let the grief means you stop living your life, but you've also gone on to raise such great amounts of money for victims of domestic violence and trying to ensure that hopefully we get to the point where, you know, people don't have to go through exactly what you went through. Can you tell us about the new project? Because I've got a beautiful cookbook in front of me.
Yeah, so we just had the honours of just releasing our own very first Yaya Next Door cookbook with a percentage of the proceeds going to Australian Childhood Foundation. It's just got a range of recipes from not just Yaya, but community recipes from our Yaya Next Door community, and also some recipes dedicated from our beloved mother.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sorry, I'm sitting here quietly just thinking how incredible it is. So this is your next door neighbour began passing food over to you guys during one of, well, the most hellish time in your entire life. And you're saying that food is part of the way you guys managed to put one foot in front of the other. You stayed in your family home and it was that generosity of heart and, you know, of actual food that was so important to you at that time, the incredible connection of your neighbour and the food.
Yeah, definitely. It was, for us, Carrie, it was one of those things where we moved into the house where it all happened, which was the house my mum grew up in. And, you know, our nonna's house, so we'd always go there and had so many good memories. And then, you know, just from one night and obviously losing mum, you know, that house became a bit of a place where we didn't even want to set foot in anymore. And, you know, me and Daniel were in our early 20s, wanted our own space. We've never shared a room before, so we're doing that after we left our childhood home because we're living with our father at the time. And yeah, we made the decision to grant mum's wish and move into the house that she wanted us to always live in. And yeah, if it wasn't for a very sweet lady next door, we wouldn't have made that process a lot easier. And you know, we've got a bond, and it's quite rare that you have one of those things where, you know, we lost mum, but we feel like we gained, you know, not only a Yaya, but another sort of strong woman figure in our life that will look after us during those times, because, you know, mum was everything to us. And, you know, losing her, you know, literally just shook us to, you know, the point where we didn't really know what tomorrow would look like.
I think the country immediately fell in love with these little old hands popping over the fence. You would never see Yaya's face, and you would just see, you guys would film what new food she was dropping you off.
Yeah.
Is she still just as camera shy, or are we going to see her in the book?
No, you don't see her face in the book, and she's not, I wouldn't say camera shy, she just wants to keep her identity private, which has been a blessing on our end, because we want to showcase that anyone could be this person or Yaya next door, whether it's a male, female, young and old. We just really want to bring that back to the community and, you know, inspire others to do the same essentially.
What was the very first meal she passed over the fence?
The very first meal actually I received was when I was playing basketball in the backyard with the dog Marlo. I just hear Yaya yelling out, "Daniel, Daniel, you're obviously home. I've got something for you." So she went out and grabbed her tin foil with her tray and handed over some chicken and rice for us.
Yeah. And is that recipe in the book?
Yeah, it sure is. It's actually one of mine and Luke's favourite recipes. So
I was going to ask about favourites. Yeah. What else should we get to in here? What do you love?
I mean, you can pretty much flick through any page and it's going to be a banger. But
Does she do a mix of different types of food, or is she like, what's the range of the recipe book and of her recipes?
The beauty of the book is obviously it's broken down into chapters. So it's got, you know, your pastries, your breakfast sort of meals, you know, desserts, more salads based stuff. So there's a bit of everything in there. I don't know if it's very friendly for vegans and vegetarians, just because back in the day, you know, they consumed a lot of meat, but there is something for everyone in there, and yeah, all different taste palettes as well too, which is great. And in terms of favorites, like Daniel was saying with the chicken and rice and stuff, I think it's the ones that bring back the memory, because obviously food triggers memory. And you know, every time we eat that chicken and rice, even though it's a very simple dish, we are brought back to that moment where, you know, we had that support from her. And I can see Tommy now looking at Mum's cannelloni,
it's making me cry.
Yeah.
I don't think there's too many cookbooks that'll, it's a beautiful made, beautifully made book, and the food looks incredible, but also it just says Mum's cannelloni. This dish is very close to Yaya's heart. It was taught to her by our mum.
Yeah. And with that page you're just looking at there, it's got the QR code. So if you actually scan that QR code, it'll take you to Yaya making the food. Awesome. With us.
Wow,
awesome. Yeah, which is really, really great.
Did your mum pass on cooking skills to you guys?
Well, I'd like to say yes, but Mum was the type of person where as soon as you walked in the house, she was like, sit down, you're not doing anything, I'm cooking for you, just relax, you're my boys. So, I mean, yeah, we definitely like enjoy cooking, but I think me and Daniel are a little bit more simple in the kitchen because we're always on the go, so we're always looking to, you know, just cook what
quick
we can.
Quick fix.
But we do take pride in cooking.
I know, you lose that old skill of being in the kitchen, you know, for hours and the joy that brings, you know. That is such a beautiful part of so many people's past.
Also, when you're getting it handed over the fence now, why cook?
I know, it's amazing.
Go to the fence.
Speaking of,
so
actually,
when you say, oh my gosh, you bought food.
From so some spanakopita for you guys to enjoy.
Oh.
So good. Thank you. The book, like I said, the book is fantastic. Yaya Next Door. Make sure you grab yourself a copy. Where do people go?
To all good bookstores, such as Readings and Dimmicks as well too, and also to Booktopia has it online as well too. Also too, through our website, you can follow that.
Great.
And also too, we've got
more food.
More food.
This is the best. If you haven't got yourself a copy, make sure you grab it now. Boys, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! You're R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
What is the score, Jesse, my man?
4-7. If you win today, you are double the Bickmore score.
Oh, my gosh. I was up and about dancing again with my terrible mum dancing.
All righty, song number one.
Tommy,
just. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give that to Bickers because of the delay.
Gaga, Just Dance.
I think what you should have said is, I'm going to give it to Carrie for the losing. Because then you want to make it, you know, because you want to give her a chance to get back in the game.
Don't get too cocky, mate. The last few years I have won, so.
Oh, someone's living in the past.
Song number two.
Carrie.
Oh, Bickers.
Natalie and Brulia, Torn.
Oh, good. Good, Bickers.
He's up to Zip.
Maybe we should be living in the past because that song was out 20 years ago.
She's performing at a concert over here soon.
In that case, all more power to her. We should go.
Bickers, for the win. Tommy to stay in the game. Song number three.
Carrie.
Bickers.
Oh,
three.
Dear.
Oh, come on, Bickers.
Two.
Carrie, that boy is mine. Not Destiny's, it's not.
Tommy.
It's,
it is.
It is.
Finished.
It is J-Lo, Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Damn it! It's If You Had My Love, J-Lo.
Just because my love don't cost a thing, it don't cost a thing.
Still 2-0. Tommy to get in the game.
Oh. Carrie. Oh,
Bickers,
I don't know who sings it.
For the win. 3.
I don't know who
two.
Sings it. I know the name of the song, but.
One.
I will listen again.
Please. You know it.
It's The Weeknd. Can't Feel My Face.
Oh, is it The Weeknd?
Who stays in the game?
You gave him so long then, but sure.
All righty. Tommy, you have to get this one to make it a tie. Bickers for the win. Song number 5.
Harry.
Bickers.
Daft Punk, One More Time.
Great work, Carrie.
The dancing is the best.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, it's come to that time.
Ooh.
Oh, it is. It is. We knock the top off a frothy. Yeah. You bring the hardcore beats.
Yes, it's so wild
start
because
the weekend.
Do you know what I love? Is we've still been knocking the top off a frothy wherever we are in the world at the same time, which is 5 p.m. Australian time. And you've kept that up. And it's only
very early in the morning.
Yeah, it's 8 a.m. over there. Good on you, Bickers.
But I am bringing our frothy song today. Right. You got it there, Jess. You're thinking, sounds a bit familiar.
It does.
This, playing games and stories to tell. It is Play School's theme song. It is the remix version that Triple J did.
Mm-hmm.
It is such, wait for the drops. Why, when you play your tunes, do you absolutely hammer them, and mine, you play them underneath and you're talking?
Bickers, do you think you should be, because it's about knocking a top off trophy, do you think you should be encouraging kids to drink like this?
I'm not encouraging people
kids
to drink.
Kids,
it's
your favourite song. And
the reason I'm bringing that
on the turps
is because the lovely man who composed the original version of that, the old one, there's a bear in there.
You can't knock the top off a frothy and then bring
this
us
one,
a death notice.
He has passed away at the age of 94.
You know how to get a party
really
started.
Nice to cheers him. No, we should cheers him because he impacted a generation.
Great. And a fantastic guy. What is his name?
His name is Richard Connolly.
Okay. Beer's up.
Cheers, Richard.
Cheers, Rich.
Circle window.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I was at a cafe this morning and I was eating my food just calmly, and that's when I looked over and
As
opposed to just shoveling it
Actually,
in my gob.
That's how Chris eats.
Yeah, I often do too. I figure it's
like,
it.
Ooh, ooh. I turned around last night when we were having dinner and he had both hands with food in his mouth going for his mouth. I was like, what's happening? No one's taking their food off you. You are okay. You can slow down. You're not in a family of 10 where if you don't get it in quickly, you're going to miss out. He's eaten it all by the time I've taken two mouthfuls.
Yes, my dad's friends call him Hoover because when he was youngest of seven. And so
of
he
course,
would.
Of course, that makes sense.
Yeah, but not like he was doing that when he was our dad. Like he's like, you know, he's the oldest now.
But also, as the Hoover, he's probably cleaning up the scraps. Do you know what I mean? He's waiting, catching them already as they fall.
Yeah, off the ground, and I hold his
off
legs and walk him around. Anyway,
you were eating calmly.
I was eating calmly, yes. And I looked across, and a woman was staring at me wide-eyed, and I realized what she'd seen. And
not like in a
no, in a
what's happening there.
And I thought, I'm eating calm with her. Why is she? And then I remembered what she'd seen just moments before. And then that is why I want to pose the question:
to shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
get new cutlery if it's been dropped on the floor,
or not to
get new cutlery if it's been dropped on the floor. Because I dropped my own fork. It was my fault. No one else had dropped it. And it skidded along for a little bit. And
then that's the easy answer. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Just get it up, pick it up, wipe it off with your serviette, back
no.
in.
I mean, it depends how hungry you are, to be honest, and how intoxicated. But I think
it was breakfast. So
yes,
pretty.
Of course you were calmly eating. So
had you used the fork already?
Yeah, so it was wet enough to pick up in
half
round.
No. I mean, if it was my kids, I go by the 3 seconds rule, and if it's been down there for a second or two, I pick it up and give it to them. But if it's me, I don't want to be eating with that fork.
Isn't it good for your what's it called? Your
immunity. That's why I give it to them.
It's obviously not good for your vocabulary. That's why I give it to them. But isn't it still important for us to have immune systems?
Yeah, but it's just a bit gross. I feel like we're at the age where we can just ask for another fork.
But is it like...
Especially if you've used it and it's wet and it's picked up all the particles off the floor and all but the then feet I'm just underneath picking, and the food.
I'm just picking it up and I'm wiping it off, you know?
What are you eating?
I was eating eggs on toast.
Nah, new fork.
You reckon? So yep. I had a moment on the weekend where I was staying in a hotel. I was doing shows and I opened a packet of chips and I got this big chip out and I dropped it and it broke in two on the floor of the hotel room. And I thought, that's fine. And as I picked up, I ate one half and then the other half I dropped again and it broke again. And then it was like out of a cartoon. The other half broke again and broke again. And I decided in that moment that by the third split, so when we're down to essentially eight chips, I thought, no, I can't do
And
this.
You know what you do in a hotel room. Nothing should ever be eaten off a hotel floor, ever. Like a hotel floor is a floor unto its own. Like it cannot, nothing can be eaten once it's touched it.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what things you put Except in your mouth it. In a hotel room.
So. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.